Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when we think of festivals, we probably don't often think of January. We tend to think of the Electric Picnic and Oxygen. Well, not that Oxygen exists anymore, but they tend to be a summer thing. However, one of the most lauded and rightly so festivals of recent years is First Fortnight, a festival that celebrates mental health through the arts. It's running from, I believe, next Monday, but I'm about to find out because I'm delighted to be joined by Maria Fleming, who is the CEO of the First Fortnight Festival. Better get the title right. That would help her sell some tickets to events. Maria, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And I'm coming, yes, from the First Fortnight team, which are one of those teams that are working busily over Christmas. But we're reaching out now to those of you who are in pyjamas rummaging through the bottom of the roses tin. And we want to entice you back out into the world for January for our festival.
Before we get into the festival, well, people like you are a great example of it because you've been working all through December to get this off the ground.
Right?
So you didn't have any slowdown. No, you were probably checking emails on Christmas Day or something like
Well,
that.
Well, we don't really. We take a few days off at Christmas, but we live in fear of the out of office across December. You know, those people are 4th yes. of December. I'll be back January 20th.
Yeah.
And we're going, our festival will be finished by then. So, yes, we live in fear of the out of office, but we applaud those who get to take their break in December.
Okay, so First Fortnight Festival, it starts when, by the way?
The 6th of January, so Tuesday, and we run until the 17th.
And the idea, as far as I understand it, because it's been going for quite a long time now, is that January is a time when it can be a time of renewal, but it can also be a time of struggle. It can be a time of people deciding, you know what, I'm going to get a different job, I'm going to get a different partner, all that kind of thing. So the idea came about to as an antidote to all that through the arts?
Yes, so the timing is for a few different reasons. So this is the 15th iteration of the festival.
Wow.
And it was founded by two friends, Dave Keegan and JP Swain. And legend has it, it came about over a conversation at a kitchen table in Talla. And both had been impacted either directly or indirectly by what they considered at the time a mental health crisis in Ireland, okay, either through their own experience or lived experience of a family or friend. And they were both involved in the arts and, like me and many others, believed in the healing power of the arts and also the possibility of the arts to help us understand our place in the world, our share a message. And their thinking was, we'll use the arts, we'll have a festival where there will be events that explore mental health and in that way break down some of the stigma and maybe normalise the conversation around mental health, because we know that the stigma sometimes stops people seeking the help they need. Mm-hmm. And as with any illness, physical or mental, the sooner you ask for help and get that help, the better the outcome will be. So another reason for having it in January was when this was started. It's slightly different now. There's more happening. But there was a very bleak period in January where there wasn't really activity and people craving connection may not have had places to go. So we see ourselves as a cultural oasis in January where people can come out again and get that connection. And I do think, you know, the talk around the world at the moment about, you know, digital detox and AI. I think people are craving that personal connection and that connection you have when you sit as part of an audience with other audience members experiencing the arts.
Yeah. Tell me this. First Fortnight started in a kitchen in Talla. Has it travelled overseas? Because it seems like one of those festivals that every country should be doing.
Well, there are mental health arts festivals overseas. We'd like to take credit for all of them. I'm not sure that we can, but we certainly have had contact with other festivals and we're very excited in 2026, actually. We're part of an EU festival and that's working with a number of different organisations that are using the arts to explore mental health, primarily through theatre, but there's a number number of festivals within our partners. There's 9 partners all over Europe in that project, and First Fortnight are delighted to be going international.
Wonderful. So I'm going to let you plug all the events in the festival
please.
Any minute soon. But I suppose, you know, I think it was Patrick Kavanagh who said, you know, we write poetry to remind ourselves that we're not alone in our loneliness. So, I mean, the idea of the arts is that it's, and sorry to keep quoting poets, but Seamus Heaney said, you know, poems don't stop tanks, but they might be strong enough to help a person. And I'm paraphrasing there. So, I mean, the festival, I guess, is founded on the idea that the arts, while they can't maybe change the world, they can help people. But you tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have artists telling us that for years and we have anecdotal stories about how the arts have helped. But I love to share a scientific study for those non-believers. And the University of London conducted a study where they monitored the heartbeats of theatre-going audiences, and they found that the heartbeats synchronise. So when you're watching a play, if there's high drama, the heartbeats will all increase at the same time. And as the drama is resolved on stage, the heartbeats go down at the same time. And when you break at the interval, audience members disappear off and the heartbeats all go back to their own individual beats. And when you sit back down to enjoy the second half, the heartbeats synchronize again. So there is scientific proof that we find connection through the arts.
Synchronized heartbeats watching a play. That is fascinating. I'm going to quote that at my next dinner party.
Google
not that I ever go to dinner parties. Tell me this then. Okay, it starts on the 6th of January, which is also Nulla Gnamán. So
exactly.
I presume there's some significance in that. Tell us some of the highlights of what's happening. You have a gorgeous brochure, by the way.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of it. And it's in a lot of venues around the city of Dublin, if people want to get it, and in Kildare as well, in the Riverbank. So Nulla Gnamán, I'm loving the resurgence of Nulla Gnamán in Ireland of late. And if you look at the first quarter now in Ireland, we have Nulla Gnamán. We have a new Bridget's Festival.
Yes.
Bank Holiday, and we've got International Women's Day. So there's a lovely first quarter of the year where we look at women's issues. And I suppose for a mental health arts festival, we concentrate looking at women's mental health. And we have the fabulous Tolu McKay and Jan Brereton, the poet, and Ireland's professor of poetry, Vona Grork. And those three women are going to be on the stage of Whelan's for Nulla Gnamán. And it's a fabulous night. We've been running this for a few years now with the resurgence of Nulla Gnamán in Ireland, and I love attending this night because you see mothers and daughters, you see sisters, you see gangs of friends. So I would say to women out there, you know, grab a gang of your friends, get on the WhatsApp now and book for Nulla Gnamán in Whelan's next Tuesday.
And is that music, poetry and song kind of?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a combination of everything. There'll be a bit of chat, there'll be a bit of music, there'll be dancing and there'll be poetry, and all exploring the lived experience for women in all sorts of aspects, and including looking at women's mental health.
Okay, terrific. And is that a, it's not a woman's only event, is
absolutely
it?
Absolutely not.
No,
you
no,
can
absolutely.
Bring anybody you like can attend. We've had a very mixed audience over the years, but I do love seeing the, like, you know, the giggles of, you know, groups of women coming together after Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a text in actually saying, thank God for First Fortnight.
Hey.
It has lightened up many a January for me, both as a performer in a former life and an audience member. That's from Alan. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
I was going to say to you off air, but I was going to wait. I love the brochure. And what I love about it is some of the titles, they're very clever. Onomatopoeic or assonance or some of those things. Therapy session. So these are just, what are these? You're not holding public therapy sessions.
We are not. Therapy sessions, and I can't take credit for this. This is my co-curator of the festival, Stephen James Smith, who most people will know as a poet, a spoken word artist, but he also curates events. And he is fantastic at bringing together early career artists, established artists, big stars, all in the one lineup. And he's been curating therapy sessions in the Workman's for 15 years for First Fortnight. And this year, we're bringing therapy sessions on tour. So we're going to Limerick, Belfast. We're even going to an offshore island if the weather behaves.
Which one?
Arranmore off Donegal.
Oh, wonderful.
And we are bringing on tour with us three First Nation poets from Canada that Stephen had the pleasure of working with in Guelph. in Canada last year, and he's bringing these friends and artists that he's worked with now over to Ireland and to share their experience. And actually, when Stephen and I discussed this originally, bringing the First Nation poets over, we were talking about shared culture, loss of language. And we had thought that it would be ideal to partner with Moncon McGann on this event. But unfortunately, sadly, we never got as far as sharing that idea even with them before we lost the wonderful Moncon, but we'll be thinking of him across therapy sessions all over the country in Kerry, Limerick, Kildare, Wexford, Belfast and Dublin.
Hear, hear. Power of Peer.
Yes.
What's that?
So that is a cafe. So all over the country, there are wellness cafes springing up. And that's just a place where people with shared experience, lived experience of mental health come together. And sometimes they come together just for a cup of coffee and a chat. But we asked them in January, come together for your wellness cafe, share a poem, read a story, sing a song. And they do. I attended one in Letterkenny in Donegal a couple of years ago, and it was just a fantastic experience. Again, that power of connection and feeling not alone. And in January, I think that's really important. While Christmas is a great time of celebration, it can be really difficult for those maybe estranged from their family of origin or having suffered a bereavement. Sure. So January can be hard for some. So we're offering opportunities, you know, to participate in something like a wellness cafe or a workshop, or if you want to share your heartbeat sitting as an audience member in a theatre or at a gig.
So in Power of Peer, are strangers coming along sharing issues they may have had over the years?
You can share, or you can just come and talk about the weather. There's no pressure to, you know, because it's very vulnerable for people to talk. So we leave it. It's up to people, you know, what they share, how they share. But I would say that events in First Fortnight are very safe spaces. We are blessed with fabulous volunteers. A shout out to our volunteers. And they are all aware to be, you know, generous and careful to people who may be having a difficult time as they come along to our events.
I have an interest in cinema. There are a lot of great movie things happening. Yeah. Give us a flavour.
So one that's we think is going to be a big hit, If I Had Legs I'd Kick You, starring the fabulous Rose Byrne. And we're delighted to have that as part of the festival. And the theme across it suits perfectly for us. And then we have another film, The Low Road, which is coming from Scotland. Mm-hmm. And the director of The Low Road will actually be present for a post-show discussion. We did try to get Rose Byrne for a post-show, but no deal. She was busy, that's fair enough. So there, we partner with the IFI every year for film, and also with the Alliance Française and the French Embassy in Ireland for an online French film. And this year, that film is Tony.
Oh.
And in a kind of connected, not quite film, but connected, I am very excited this year. We have a virtual reality season. So we've three projects that are virtual reality, and they all explore slightly different elements of mental health. One, Arash Arish, looks at the issue of migration and emigration and the isolation and loneliness of that. Mm-hmm. Mamory Mountain looks at the journey of breast cancer treatment, a topic very close to my own heart. And it's a beautiful exploration of the emotions that somebody might go through going through a cancer treatment. And this is all done through virtual reality screens and wearing a haptic vest. So it's a really interesting experience. And then we have Soul Paint, which looks at people identifying the colour and location of emotions in their body through a virtual reality experience. And that's an award-winning project from the UK that's been at South by Southwest and lots of other festivals around the world.
This is a very crude question, but I have to ask, and it only just occurred to me, is this a profit-making exercise, or is this for charities?
Yes, I travel off to the Bahamas immediately after the festival ends. No, we're a not-for-profit.
Yeah, I was thinking. Just wanted to clarify.
Yes, no, and we're very grateful to be funded by the Arts Council and the National Office of Suicide Prevention from the HSE. But we do some of the events, as you can imagine, you know, might be more popular than others, such as like Declan O'Rourke and Deirdre O'Kane.
I was just going to say they're on
the cover on the stage of the Abbey. But first fortnight, we would reinvest any money that is taken in at box office goes back into the festival. But also year round, we deliver creative art therapy, music therapy, mm-hmm. drama therapy, and art therapy to children, adolescents and adults who are homeless. And unfortunately, our services are needed more and more in Ireland, which is shameful. But I'm delighted that we can be there to offer that for people who are going through mental health struggles as a result of being homeless, which you can imagine is for a lot of people.
Indeed. Tell me this, Declan O'Rourke and Deirdre O'Kane, are they sharing the Abbey stage?
They are. They are in conversation. So while you would normally go along to hear Declan sing and to hear Deirdre on stand-up, they're in conversation, chatting about the experience of art and mental health.
Okay.
And they're assisted by the fabulous Tosheen, who will be performing music on the night. And we hope to twist Declan's arm to get up and sing us a song as well.
Okay, that sounds terrific. And if people want to know more, where should they go?
They should go to firstfortnight.ie.
And tickets for all events?
Tickets for all events on the website.
Wonderful. Maria Fleming is the CEO of First Fortnight. Maria, thanks a million for coming in, and thank you for working all through the Christmas, as they say. You have done the state and the arts some service. Just to say, I'm not the only person who mentioned oxygen. Alan text. No, not Alan. God, I can't read names today. There you go. Someone certainly texted in. It was Alan saying, I used to talk about oxygen as well, and no one knows what I'm talking about because I'm an owl lad. So I guess he's calling me an owl lad as well. I do realise oxygen is no longer
a going there.
Concern. Maria, thanks again for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.